Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and it is July the 25th, and today we have one question on the call. It's about love addiction. Please give an explanation of love addiction. What are its symptoms? Are there degrees or types of love addiction within overall love addiction category? What are the underlying causes of love addiction? So really, sexual addiction, love addiction, all of those things come, I believe, from the same root. It's all about our desire to be connected. As G.K. Chesterton says, every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is really looking for God. In love addiction or sexual addiction, at one level, we're looking for something, a source that will fill the hole in our soul. It's just that different people have different preferences as to what will ultimately satisfy. For some people, what they want is that orgasm. It's the intense piece of just the sexual experience. For other people, though, it's really about limerence. It's about love. It's about feeling that someone validates them, loves them, thinks they're wonderful, can't live without them, almost deifies them, or they in turn may respond back to another person sort of in the same way, where they want to feel helplessly and hopelessly in love. Some people prefer the unrequited love that Goethe speaks about. So love addiction is where somebody begins to look to relationships over and over and over again. And it's not about the sexual aspect nearly as much as what they get, the rush they get from that initial stage of love, which is the romanticism stage. Scott Peck would call that stage one. It's simply the place where we fall in love. And there's probably no more powerful chemical, I think, addiction than love addiction. If you can remember the first time you ever fell in love, if you're not a love addict, you can remember just the sky was blue, you know, the sun was brighter, the stars shined brighter, everything smelled better. It's just, it's literally mind-altering and mind-blowing to some extent. And it, you know, is certainly a way to get out of depression. It's a way, it just seems to fix all that ails you and makes you feel special and makes you feel alive. The underlying causes of love addiction, well, let's first off, are there degrees and types of love addiction? Typically, the degrees and types to me are what is the part that someone is looking to. Fantasies basically reveal more of the degrees and types. You know, is it something where someone is responding to me and can't, you know, they're powerless under my spell, that they think I'm so incredible, they will do crazy things to get to be with me, or is it where I want to be able to get someone to respond to me, maybe out of my own insecurity. I don't feel desirable, but when somebody responds, now I think I'm incredible. And again, fantasy begins to reveal far more of the types and the degrees. The degrees, you know, if it's interfering with someone's life because it's all they can think about, certainly that would be a very high degree. And if they're putting life at risk and family at risk for the sake of getting that fix of something that really is far more fantasy than reality, then you would say that that's a high degree. Someone who just likes falling in love but kind of manages it, in a sense, you know, and doesn't go there but kind of longs for that whole romantic thing, that would be a very slight degree. Underlying causes of love addiction, and depends on men and women. Some research shows that for female love addicts, a lot of it has to do with a father wound, an absence of a dad who loved, and they're almost trying to fill that need at this point. For guys, it could be a mother wound or a father wound. Again, it's strange. It's probably about maybe things we didn't get growing up. And like I said, it has a lot to do with personality type, though, and why one thing becomes ultimately what we look to as the source. Sometimes it's difficult to identify specifically without talking to that particular person. It can be as simple as somebody inferring that you're fat and you're unattractive in the seventh grade, and from that point on, that the pain or the wound created by that lie they begin to believe about themselves then facilitates or causes them to begin to go on and begin to seek something to balance out that belief. And because the wound is internal, they need an external source to validate what they can't validate internally. So hopefully that would be helpful. If you look at the Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous website, SLAA, some of their material is free. It might be something you'd be interested in reading. Also, if you read potentially Patrick Carn's books, Don't Call It Love, it covers sexual addiction but also has some stuff on love addiction in it. Those would be two good resources. So I hope everybody has a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday to healing.